Good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Gentlemen, please be on hold and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Good day and a warm welcome to Digi's second quarter earnings call for 2015. My name is Karl-Erik Brøten. I'm the CFO in Digi. And together with me here today, I have, of course, our CEO, Halvor. I also have our Chief Marketing Officer, Christian, and our Chief Sales Officer, Law, for the Q&A session. So I'll begin the session with some key highlights for the quarter. And as last time, we will not go slide by slide. We will take the highlights. And then Halvor will share his views on the 2015 outlook and guidance. And after that, we proceed to the Q&A session. And then we aim to end the session at 4 o'clock. So let's begin with a quick reflection on the second quarter. Definitely an exciting quarter for the industry and also marked a series of important milestones for Digi. Starting with the network, I'm pleased that Digi continued its strong operational momentum and positively delivered the fastest growing 4G LTE network with 34.4% population coverage nationwide and more than 65% population coverage across our five key market centers. Digi has also carried out frequency refarming on our 1800 megahertz to expedite the LTE network expansion in key market centers for more customers to enjoy reliable high-speed internet on the go consistently. In addition, Digi continues to strengthen its IT infrastructure capability with a new policy control and charging engine that will allow much more innovative ways of designing products and services to support sustainable internet growth and data monetization. On internet and smartphone penetration, Digi continued to drive strategic on-ground engagements to promote and reach out affordable and quality mobile internet access to more customers. We have moved closer towards our Internet for All ambition with a total of 6.8 million active internet subscribers, representing 57.9% of our 11.8 million subscribers. Smartphone penetration also reached a new level at 57.1%, a marked improvement from 41.9% a year ago. Moving on to service revenue, although the industry went through various challenges, and including compounding effects from goods and service tax implementation and competition in intensity, Digi service revenue remained steady at ringgit 1,589 million, an increase of 1.3% from a year ago. The robust internet revenue growth of 24% year over year, making it 507 million out of the quarterly service revenue, contributed definitely positively to the year over year service revenue growth and continued to cushion the leveling traditional voice and messaging revenue. Despite the strong demand for mobile internet, internet revenue growth for the quarter was moderated due to interim weaker spending post-GST and short-term internet campaigns to promote Digi's data network and to drive higher internet adoption. ARPU moderated slightly to ringgit 45 over a larger subscriber base. On postpaid, I'm happy that the solid take-up on smartphone bundles together with the rapid expansion of high-speed data network, continue to fuel stronger growth trajectory for postpaid with an increase of 13,000 subscribers in the current quarter. and a 3.5% higher postpaid service revenue year over year. And postpaid internet subscribers rose steadily to 76.3% of total postpaid subscribers, up from 66.6% a year ago. On prepaid, prepaid subscriber base passed 10 million, with an additional 111,000 subscribers in the quarter. However, both prepaid service revenue growth and ARPU were adversely impacted from competition intensity, especially in IDD services and aggressive prepaid SIM pack offers in the market. This was further compounded by effects from post-GST implementation confusion and challenges which slowed down operational momentum significantly in the second quarter. And in addition, as part of the GST transition for the prepaid subscribers, Didi offered additional freebies on prepaid reload. Consequently, prepaid service revenue growth was reduced to a marginal growth of 0.5% year on year, and 1.1% lower from the preceding quarter. On device and other revenues, device revenue moderated to 134 million ringgit, so it's down from the level we saw in the first quarter, which was above 200 million. But it's more a change in the mix of devices that we sell. And in Q2, it was a higher ratio of much more affordable smartphones that we bundled with our pre- and post-packages. Moving on to the margins, the mentioned impact from the competition intensity, but also having seen the ringgit continue to weaken through the quarter, had an impact on our EBITDA, and there is a 0.9% EBITDA decline year on year, and we delivered an EBITDA of 788 million, although the EBITDA margin remains strong at 46%. Operational cash flows and operational cash flow margin remained robust, that's 34%, on the back of planned capex of 200 million ringgit. Profit after tax ended lower at 464 million ringgit for the second quarter, and this on the back of progressively higher depreciation and amortization, as well as higher tax expenses. Then moving then to earnings per share and dividends. Digi's earnings per share remain healthy at 6 cents, and I'm pleased to announce that the board declared 5.9 cent dividend per share, equivalent to 99% payout or 459 million ringgit in dividends for the second quarter. I will now hand over to Alban to share his view on the outlook and priorities for Digi. Over to you now, Alban.
Okay, thank you, Karl-Erik. Good afternoon, everyone. Just a really quick recap of what Karl-Erik said. Second quarter 2015 was an interesting quarter for Digi and the industry overall. I'm very pleased that Digi continued to register positive year-on-year service revenue growth, with 1.8% growth in the first half of 2015. On the EBITDA side, the EBITDA margin remained strong at 45%, while in a challenging operating environment. What we see is we certainly have gained good momentum over the years with DG's focus to drive expansion of high-speed network coming out from the modernization into capital-intense investment in the last 2 years for the network, and underpinned by operational efficiencies and consistent on-ground execution, which remains to be our stronghold. Consumer sentiment and operational momentum have since gradually improved after a period of transition post-GST, which was also mentioned by Karl-Erik, and we believe that demand, especially for being always connected with the internet, will sort of encourage strong growth going forward. Just on a little bit of growth momentum, what we see is it will likely improve in the second half of 2015, alongside with improved customer sentiment, but also continued strong demand for quality mobile services, including the new products that we introduced and from internet subscription plans that we have taken to market. Digi will continue to drive a stronger brand position. As you remember, we launched the brand position in Q1. The new brand was taken off, and we still have a lot of communication and efforts to take that across the market, including an innovation position and a much deeper understanding and appreciation for customer relationships. We will also focus on strengthening the value proposition from our products and services, anchored on consistent and affordable high-speed internet connectivity. Now that we have the network in place, we need to do this continuously. While most of the current data pricing in the market sort of focuses around driving stronger internet adoption, we believe we have taken the right steps and strategies in place to drive data monetization, although I believe that we can do a lot more focus in terms of how we monetize from incremental usage and items like top-up quota and innovations using the new PCC capability that Karl-Erik mentioned earlier. We aim to continue the focus on the network and be the fastest growing LTE network alongside with compelling value propositions and packaged together with some new digital innovations. As you've seen in Q2, we've launched some new innovations on the digital space, and this is done together with partnership with local partners, but also through the Telenor relationship that we have. And I believe that this will enable us to take the best mobile internet provider for mass market. When it comes to guidance, we keep our 2015 guidance for now at low mid-single digit service revenue growth and sustained EBITDA margin and CAPEX similar to 2014 levels.